Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
If you ever ask yourself, why did that patient go down the road instead of choosing me? This episode is for you. In a crowded healthcare and medical marketplace, it's easy to get lost in a sea of sameness. Every clinic promises similar results, displays the same polished stock images, and talks about quality care. But if patients don't see or feel the reason to pick you, they pick someone else. Today's episode is a big one. Why patients pick your competitor and how to change that. And welcome back to OMD TV and podcast show of Online Marketing for Doctors, where we help doctors and surgeons and clinics grow their practices with proven marketing strategies that attract the right patients, convert them effectively, and build loyalty that lasts. So today we uncover how you can differentiate your clinic, stand out in your market, and stop losing patients to your competitors. Now, the first point is you need to understand the problem, commoditization. Let's start with a simple but confronting truth. Patients don't always choose the best clinic. They choose a clinic who feels like the best choice. A quick online search for a plastic surgeon near me yields page after page of practices promising the same thing. You see a sea of websites filled with identical images and similar headlines. And to consumer, it's noise. And in a world of noise, patients often choose whichever practice they stomach point first or whoever is running the biggest discount. If you don't define your differences, the market will. And the market is brutal. When patients view you as interchangeable with every other clinic, they default to comparing you on price, location, or who has the flashy ads. This is commoditization, becoming just another option in a crowded space. Our goal is to stop that cycle, and let's ask ourselves a critical question. What are you doing that's so unique that most of your competitors don't offer it? And if you can't answer that confidently, it's time to find out. And if you don't give them clear, unique reason to choose you, then you lose them by default. Fortunately, your patients are the perfect resource for discovering what makes you special. The second thing we need to talk about is the power of differentiation. So how do you stop that from happening? Differentiation is more than a marketing buzzword. It's about creating a perception in your patients' minds that you are the clear superior choice. And when done well, it attracts more of your ideal patients. It allows you to charge appropriately instead of competing on price. It builds loyalty and word of mouth referrals and makes your marketing far more effective. Think of it this way. If two clinics offering the same procedure, why would a patient pay more for one? Because of the perceived value, trust, experience, convenience, outcomes, and the overall patient journey. Now, number three, we need to ask your patients why you know, to discover why patients pick a competitor or you, start by asking them directly. Use short focus surveys to current and past patients. Keep it really simple and easy to complete online. Ask questions like, what did you like most about visiting our practice? What did you like least? On a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rate your overall experience? And what is one thing we could have done better? And you can even reach out to prospective patients who visited but didn't book and ask why they didn't choose you. Was it cost, availability, or something else? Be willing to listen and don't take criticism personally. Feedback is a gift. Once you collect the responses, the next step is crucial. Act on what you learn. If patients say they love your warm and welcoming staff, keep nurturing that culture. If they complain about long wait times, adjust scheduling or add amenities to make the wait more comfortable if they praise you for being a gentle injector who has ability to minimize the bruises, highlighting that skill in your communication and branding because it's clearly mastered to them. And your team can also help define what sets you apart. Hold a meeting without the doctor or surgeon present if you are the surgeon and ask staff two questions. Why do we love Dr. Smith? And why do our patients love Dr. Smith? And you hear honest feedback about your strengths and personality traits that resonate with patients. And these insights can form the foundation of your differentiation message. The next item in niches bring riches. Define your audience where there's a popular saying in marketing, the riches are in the niches. In today's crowded marketplace, you can't be all things to all people or you'll be an expert to none. That's especially true when patients have more options than ever before. They're looking for someone who truly understands their needs. So define your ideal patient. Are they busy professionals, new patients, fitness enthusiasts, or retirees? The more specific you are, the easier it is to craft a patient experience that fits them like a glove. And if your target market is busy professional, then anything that saves them time matters. Consider offering online sharing so they can book from their phone at midnight. Easy parking or valet service so they aren't circling the block. Or short wait times and prompt appointments. Fast Wi-Fi and extra outlets for charging devices. Virtual consultations for initial questions. And when you cater to a specific niche better than anyone else, they will prefer you, even if your prices are higher because you solve their unique problems. Now, let's talk about number five, how to position yourself, the one-page expert snapshot. One of the most effective ways to differentiate is to position the physician or the practice. Instead of hiding your credentials in a long CV that patient will never read, create a one-page graphic that highlights what makes you uniquely qualified. Include elements like the number of procedures you performed and your success rates, years in practice and board certifications, education and training at prestigious hospitals, fellowships with top surgeons or specialists, publish research or clinical trials, memberships on advisory boards or professional associations. These graphics should tell your story at a glance. Display it on your website, in your reception area, in a patient practice, and on social media. And when patients can quickly see why you are the expert, they are more likely to trust you and less likely to shop around on price alone. A similar strategy applies to public relations or PR. If you appear on TV, podcast, or in print, don't let that exposure disappear after it airs. Repurpose it, turn it into clips, B-roll videos, and framed articles for your office. Third-party endorsements add credibility, so let them work for you long after the initial appearance. Highlight your unique differentiators. Differentiation isn't just about credentials. It can include anything that improves the patient experience or demonstrates that you go above and beyond. Consider these potential differentiators. Specialization. Are you one of very few clinics that performs a specific procedure in your area? Are you known for a particular technique or technology? Or don't be shy to promote it. You know, being the only provider offering a certain service makes you a destination rather than an option. Okay, facility and technology. Do you have state-of-the-art equipment, a relaxing facility with spa-like amenities or specialized treatment rooms? Highlight the features that set your environment apart. Now, you can talk about exceptional patient experience. Patients notice little things, for example, short wait times, personalized calls, follow-ups, a friendly hello from front desk, or even a makeup station or massage chairs can make their day. These touches communicate that you care, okay? Or we can talk about phone skills. The first point of contact is often a phone call. Train your staff to be friendly, confident, and helpful. A warm, professional voice can differentiate you from your competition before the patient ever walks through that door. Now, creative financing and loyalty programs offer flexible financing or payment plans, loyalty memberships, or rewards clubs exclusive to your practices. These not only help patients afford procedure, but also encourage them to return and refer their friends. And you can mention guarantees or assurances. Why you must be really careful about promises in healthcare. Offering a satisfaction guarantee or price lock with a clear boundaries can ease patients' minds and build trust. And let's talk about comfort and recovery. If you specialize in reducing pain, bruises, scars, or downtime through advanced techniques or post-operative care, emphasize that. For many patients, a faster, more comfortable recovery is worth a higher price. Differentiation doesn't always require something new. Sometimes it's about emphasizing things your competitors do but don't talk about. Or if you are the one communicating a benefit loud and clear, you'll be associated with that benefit. Now, number 7, model success, then innovate. You don't have to guess how to stand out. Model what works. Look at clinics that already have what you want, whether that's bustling schedule or glowing online reputation or loyal patient base. Analyze their marketing, a patient flow, testimonials, and unique selling points. Pay attention not only to what they offer, but how they talk about it. Then adapt their strategies to fit your practice and values. But don't just copy, adapt and innovate. Patients don't want another version of what's already they've already seen. They want someone who set the standard. It's about saving time by building on proven techniques instead of reinventing the wheel. As the saying goes, success leaves clues. Now it's time to put them all together. So why do patients pick your competitor? Because you haven't given them a clear, compelling reason to choose you. They communicate their value more effectively, they position themselves more confidently, or they make the patient journey easier. The patients, they see similar photos and promises everywhere, so they assume that all clinics are the same, right? They compare on price or convenience, but when you differentiate, when you define your niche, showcase your expertise and highlight unique benefits and deliver an exceptional experience, you break the cycle of commoditization. You become the choice rather than just a choice. Okay. And the good news is that you can change this by asking why you and owning your strengths and positioning yourself with authority and clarity, niching down to serve your ideal patients better and creating an exceptional patient experience, communicating your differentiators loudly and often, and learning from the success and innovating. Differentiation isn't a one-time task, is an ongoing commitment to understanding your patients, listening to their feedback, refining your services, and communicating your strengths consistently. Small improvements add up. A survey here, a refined one-pager there, an upgraded waiting room, a well-trained receptionist. Together, they create a powerful impression that keeps patients coming back and referring others. And when you do this consistently, patients stop shopping on price, they stop hesitating, and they stop picking your competitors because they know exactly why they should pick you. Now it's time to take action. What is your next step? That wraps up today's episode of OMD TV and podcast show, Why Patients Pick Your Competitor and How to Change That. And if you found this valuable, share this with your team, because differentiation isn't just about you. It's about the entire patient experience your clinic delivers. Okay, and if you're ready to stop losing patients to your competitors and start becoming the standout choice, let's talk. At Online Marketing for Doctors, we specialize in helping clinics develop unique positioning and marketing strategies that speak to the patient you want to attract. So book a discovery call at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com and let's uncover what makes you special and how to communicate that. Thank you very much for joining me on this special episode of OMD TV and Podcast Show. I hope you found this value, much value in these differentiation strategies. If you did, please like, share, and subscribe so others can benefit too, okay? And remember, patients don't just buy a procedure, they buy confidence in you. Give them the confidence they're looking for, and you never have to compete on price again. Thank you very much for tuning in, and remember, the clearer your differentiation, the faster you grow. And see you in the next episode, and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.